Wednesday, May 26, 2021. It's 2:03 p.m. Ongoing criminally threatening harassment and monitoring and group stalking at Economy Inn as they monitor my publishing on my website. And so you have what will be seen on surveillance cameras, group stalking centered around my room at 227, on the opposite side at 228, patrolling in front of the room. The light activity remains, the state stalking directly that remains. They are group stalking by creating substantial noise inside the room while the state is creating light activity using the shadows and the state's directed light. This is POC. It's 2:04 p.m. This is amplification, just changing the volume of the same conduct. This is what this tape does on a constant basis, and it's centered in sound inside of the room. All right, understand that. Just group stalkers are just surrounding a relevant position, while this room is made the center of audible activity. It's POC. This is also hostility by the people of the state, as they're monitoring my documentation as I publish it online. This is economy, and this is acting on behalf of the people who are engaged in this corporate conduct together. It's 2:13 p.m. And understand, this is demonic activity as well. It's both. This is demonic, what you're witnessing. It is also criminal monitoring. And let me also document this real-time monitoring on Anchor. This is all monitoring, but since I'm capturing what is ongoing harassment while they're monitoring Anchor, which is the same as Spotify. All right, this is where I'm editing my podcast, the episode description, which is well beneath the character limits. It's up to 4,000 characters. So I just want to be clear. You get a prompt as I seek to update it, and it's not a matter of my having too many characters or anything like that. This is obstructing my ability to update it at all. And understand, this is criminal obstruction, seeking to protect Ontario Over Family Community Library, seeking to protect the state engaged in ongoing documented criminal conduct of monitoring via helicopter as I captured it between the time frame of August 14, 2020 up to September 24, 2020, including the very potent documentation against Thomas Garza, California bar number 167014. And this in particular is a means of obstruction of justice, seeking to protect, because that's what criminal obstruction does. But I also want to document the criminal intent of trying to protect criminal actors. And this is it says, we are unable to publish this episode that is already published, by the way. This is the prompt. We are unable to publish this episode. If you need more help, please reach out to help.anchor.fm. This is nothing more than the guise under which the state engages in monitoring, in the same way as I get a prompt on Facebook seeking to, on the outward form, the disingenuous form of securing my account while engaging in blocking my ability to access my account, where there was no issue with my ever accessing my account in the first place. This is the state that is monitoring, and with the criminal motive of obstruction of justice. And this is not the first time I'm documenting. I just want to include this as to what is ongoing evidence, in addition to what you are listening to, which is the audible activity under the light circumstances, which I've already documented, which remains, and the stalking conduct by the state, which remains. And this is monitoring conduct on the venue of the internet, okay? It's 2:43 p.m. right now. It's 2:55 p.m. I just want to go ahead and document this. I did capture the images each time the state is, and this is speaking to ongoing ceaseless monitoring, but I'm capturing what is the monitoring conduct in action, actively acting to block my ability to update the details of a particular episode, specifically, that's audible activity creation, specifically pertaining to the August 14, 2019 to September 24, 2019, the episode Federal Group Stalking and Monitoring, 18 U.S.C. Section 2261A, subsections 1 and 2. And that is speaking to the ongoing episode, which you are fully capable of updating. This is an ordinary function, again, on the Anchor website. I'm using a browser, the internet Samsung browser, to be specific. And I also went on ahead and updated, as the state obstructs the ability to update it on the browser, then I updated it. And this is trying to break in the room. That's what you're listening to. And then this is my updating it on the app itself, the Anchor app. And so this is 2:56 p.m. You're listening to what is ongoing activity creation. This is an ongoing threat as the group stalkers are trying to break into the room. Doing it with simultaneity to my documenting on podcast about the criminal activity is not a coincidence either. This is an ongoing threat while they're harassing and monitoring. Engage in an ongoing criminal effort to obstruct my ability to update my podcast. This is implicating Anchor, which is the same thing as Spotcast. This is Spotify. They are one in the same. My podcast is related to that site, to my website as well, and that is the what you hear in the background, beating on the door and then seeking to break in the door, pushing in on the door, all right? That's an entirely aggressive conduct by the people who are monitoring as I speak, okay? It's 2:57 p.m., and that is POC. And I did capture images of all of that, blocking the ability to update it on the browser. I went in and updated it on the podcast through the app. I want to be clear, the same functions are available going through either way. This is the state monitoring, and this is my ongoing obviating that monitoring conduct. Okay, I just want to speak to, though, what the state is clearly engaged in while it's in relevant position. And then it comes, this is the people that comes and beats on the door. All right, the state is directing light in this room, moving shadows along the walls inside of this room. The same beating and banging that you heard. Understand the state does the same thing, as I've already documented, while you have what are housekeepers, not even using anything similar to what's supposed to be a hammer that's creating that audible activity. That's the state creating audible activity inside of this room while group stalkers are in relevant position, expressing what is demonic hostility to their monitoring my documentation as I'm publishing it on the internet. And that's the POC. Right? Going so far as right now to try to attempt to break into the door while I am documenting. That's going toward the prosecution. This is the same venue engaged in criminal summoning and kidnapping with the Ontario Police Department. So that's POC. Wednesday, May 26th, 3:03 p.m. Hi, this is 227. I'm calling because someone was just trying to break into the room. Is that the front office?
Yes, this is the front.
Why would you guys try to break into the room? What's wrong?
Somebody tried to break it in your...
Yeah. No, it's not a matter of I don't think so. I actually was recording while they were doing it, beating on the door and then trying to push in the door. So you just said it was the front office. What's wrong that you guys need to break in the room? Why would the maid try to break into the door? No, let me explain what happened. She's beating someone. I'm not going to even assume it's she, because someone was beating on the door while I happened to be inside of the room, and they continued to beat on the door, and then they proceeded to try to push in the door, try to open the door. That's trying to break in. After pounding very hard on the door. And I just asked you right now if someone tried to knock on the door, and you just said yes. You just conceded that it was the... Yes, you did. But go ahead. You... And I...
So let me talk to my...
No, that's fine. That's why I document. Go ahead. You find out. It's 3:05 p.m. Okay, so I just captured again, as I've already established, because it doesn't change, the impossible light activity that's inside of this room, the simultaneity with which the group stalkers beat on the door and then proceed to try to break in the door. This is POC, regardless, and this is the entity engaging in what is ongoing harassment and threatening conduct while they maintain ongoing real-time knowledge of everything I'm doing on my phone as I do it. This is an expression of hostility while they are engaged in criminal monitoring, which is satanic conduct, all right? So this is literally, if you want the relevant context, this is a satanic expression of hostility as I am exposing the fact that it is engaged in criminal activity, it being the state of California, acting through the very people of the state of California who are in relevant position, engaging and maintaining presence while the state was amplifying the audible activity that you also witnessed. This is POC, and this is getting the words, which is none other than audible activity, out of the lying mouth of a third-party group stalker that is monitoring what I'm doing on my phone on the venue of the internet while in relevant position at Econ. Me in. It's 3:07 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I talked to my housekeeping lady and she said nobody knock on the door or anything.
You said nobody knows about the door? Uh-huh. Oh, so you just, it was a random, it was a patron, a customer here that you have beating on my door? Then you guys should have seen that on the surveillance cameras then, right?
I don't see nobody knocking at the door, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm letting you know that someone was beating on my door. If you need to hear my recording of that very threatening conduct, I can play it for you. If you could pay attention to your surveillance cameras, which I'm sure that you are, because this is actually not the first time that that's occurring. Why someone, if it's not you, but then again, even the housekeeper or anyone else working here shouldn't be beating on the door and trying to break in that manner. But I'm just letting you know, I want to report it to you then, since you're denying the fact that it was anyone that works at Economy Inn. Is that what you're saying? I heard you. Uh-huh. So I'm letting you know then that someone is beating on the door and was trying to break in right now. Okay, thank you. That is POC. It's 3:08 p.m. and light activity inside of the room. This is the impossible light activity as the state is engaging in the movement of light on the east wall while I'm on the phone with this third-party group stalker. Again, the front office denying the fact that they knocked on the door. Again, this is why you document third parties. This is why you document the state. They are liars, engaging in lying in a tremendous manner in a venue, a state facilitating venue like a court of law, where they're engaged in criminal activity, literally making up information, making up events, making up charges, all right, making up an entire case, making up attorneys that do not exist. This is what the state does. This is what the state does through the people of the state, engaging in criminal conduct, threatening conduct, harassing conduct, while they're monitoring on the venue of the internet, 18 U.S.C. section 2261A, subsections 1 and 2, and while they're also engaged in expressing hostility to everything that they're monitoring while you're documenting it and publishing it. That's relevant to that which has yet to be addressed by federal legislation and which shall be enforced against this entity. It's 3:09 p.m., and that is POC at Third Party Facilitating Venue, Economy Inn, located at 2301 South Euclid Avenue. The fact that someone was beating on the door, you heard it yourself. This is the value, the beauty, the centrality of documentation. But not only that, I have already established the fact that I don't need to make up fantastic stories, nor would it be fun to make up something like this, and nor could really anyone actually make up anything like this, and then not only that, have the evidence of everything that you're claiming. That would be the impossibility of an ongoing coincidence, and that doesn't exist. As I documented, as you heard with your own ears, begins beating on the door and then proceeded to start trying to break in the door. So that's not just knocking. First of all, it was loud knocking. Second of all, the state is amplifying that loud knocking. Third of all, it advanced beyond knocking, started pushing in the door as though they were trying to break in. Understand, that is all manner of a threat by the people of the state. This is how the state is monitoring. This is how the state is threatening, okay? And that's directly attributed to the people. It's Wednesday, May 26, 2021. It's 3:10 p.m. It's 3:13 p.m. Hello, this is 227.
Oh, okay. I think by mistake I get to dial it.
I'm sorry? Oh, you called on mistake. Oh, okay. Just wanted to find out who was calling. Thank you. Bye. All right. That was POC. She stated, and this is the front office that I just called right now. It's currently 3:14 p.m. It's the same date. It's Wednesday, May 26, 2021. I am calling. The reason why I'm recording this is the use of the telephone in the room as a means of creating audible activity. So what I did was, and what this, let me be clear what this is. Using the phone. So the phone starts ringing at the same time I am engaged in activity on my communication device. At the moment that I select on my phone, I've got both of my phones, my Samsung J3 Star and my Samsung A12. So I am Bluetoothing between the phones, my audio files. And at the moment that I select the screen on my J3 Star to send to my my Samsung A12, this is when the phone rings. This is a stalking with activity with ongoing knowledge. That's the creation of audible activity. This is the same behavioral pattern as the state stalks with audible activity. That's for the criminal purpose of monitoring, okay? And so I called back so you can hear this, and this is the front office stating that she called on accident. She can state that she called because someone was reporting to me that somebody died. This is the creation of audible activity, the admission also that she called and stating that she did so by accident. I want to be clear. This is the use of the telephone in the room for purposes of monitoring. This is POC, and that was what was occurring right now. It's 3:15 p.m., and this was the same use of the telephone in the room to harass. So while the state knows that I am sleeping, using the phone as a means of disturbing that sleep, it is also audible activity creation. Understand that. This is always monitoring conduct. The state engages in the same elements to engage in sexual violence. The state engages in the same elements to engage in harassment. The state engages in the same elements to engage in threatening conduct while it is monitoring ceaselessly. All right, and so I want to document that as well. I'll go ahead and document it. This morning at around 10:26 a.m., I believe, the phone ringing. Now be clear, the phone in the room is ringing based on the front office calling the room. Okay, you have to, in order to call the room, any third party is able to call the front office and the front office transfers it to the room, or it's the front office that's calling on its own. I want to be clear, the phone used as a means of harassment this morning, and this is just documenting what the people are engaged in, because the people are always harassing with the state. All right, the phone was used not only right now as I'm capturing it, as you're listening to it, but you're talking about, as you're listening to me document, that use of that is nothing but a method of activity creation. While ongoing light activity remains in the room in an unnatural manner, which is speaking to the intent of all the conduct as I'm documenting it, which is also speaking to the vicarious conduct that is occurring as I'm documenting it, while the state is the one that's directing light and what is supposed to be shadows moving on the east wall, all right? Entirely impossible light activity. This is demonic and it is criminal. And so while I'm on the phone speaking with her, this is what you're hearing, and she's stating that she called an accident, a shadow is moving on the east wall. This is demonic activity. This is also criminal conduct. It's monitoring. It's light activity. It is also the use of the telephone for audible activity with simultaneity to my operation of my communication device. That's the pattern of conduct for criminal monitoring while they are in relevant position, which is group stalking. All right. This is the people of the state acting with that entity. So I just want to be clear, not only used right now, but also used this morning to engage in harassment. And that is the front office. That's POC. That is the amplification of sirens as I begin to record. It's Wednesday, May 26, 2021. It's 5:24 p.m. I'm going to just go on ahead and branch off of that. This is episode 2, continuous criminal activity as it's captured at third party facilitating venue Economy Inn. Located at 2301 South Euclid Avenue in the city of Ontario, California, and the state engaging in an ongoing criminal effort while it is ceaselessly monitoring that pattern of conduct that is also pursuant to that monitoring is with the criminal objective of obstructing justice, sounding its sirens with simultaneity to my activity on my communication device. This is the same conduct in a different method, pounding on the wall, as I captured in documentation with simultaneity to my activity on a communication device, is the same thing as capturing it in a different method, as I captured today, May 26th, using the telephone, calling inside of the room, which is a method of activity creation with simultaneity to my operation of my communication device. That is the state sounding its sirens, heavily documented, the Ontario Police, AMR Ambulance, and Ontario Fire Department. It is currently, like I stated, Wednesday, May 26th, 2021, and this is episode 2, which is a continuous documentation of that ongoing criminal activity following episode 1, which is in excess of 16 hours of documentation at this venue where the people of the state of California are engaged in ceaseless monitoring and ongoing perpetual sexual offense and what is harassment and threatening conduct in concert and on behalf of that state that you just heard in the background, the state of California that is engaged in federal group stalking and monitoring in violation of existing legislation and that which shall be enforced against the public entity, demonstrating what is to be the example as of how to prosecute a government that is systematically monitoring American citizens in violation of 18 U.S.C. section 2261A, subsections 1 and 2, and that which I advocate, which is SIIS. For federal policy, that is systematic infliction of inhumane suffering while a government is monitoring an American citizen. That is the POC.